Like Oscar said, my name's Nolan, and I'd like to share with you guys a time when God used my struggles to show me the love of the Father. A little bit about me. I grew up cradle Catholic, but I really didn't know God. I didn't know him personally, and I really didn't have my faith challenged at all. I was really blessed to be able to know all of my grandparents, but that also meant that I went to a lot of funerals. This all kind of came to head when I was 10 years old. I had 5 of my close relatives, and my mom had 2 miscarriages in 3 years, which was really tough. I lost my faith in a God who was faithful. I couldn't understand how a God who was supposedly so loving and forgiving would do this. Like, I had gone to Mass on Sundays. I had done all the stuff I was supposed to. I wasn't a bad kid. So why would he take them? It was about this time that I also started getting bullied for being small. I felt weak. I felt powerless. I had no sense of self-worth. So I turned to sins of impurity to make up for it. And like I said, I'd already lost my faith in a God, because why in the world would there be one in a world like this? So I couldn't understand why I felt so much shame. Like, if nothing you do matters, why does it hurt? I got invited to go on a conference much like this. So I took a chance on it. I was like, what the heck? I'm not doing anything that weekend anyways. After the men's session, much like this, I was given the opportunity to pray with a leader. And I'll never forget. He spoke the words of God into my heart. He said, Nolan, the Father loves you. The Father loves you. And all of those years that I spent wasting away looking for approval in girls, in sins of impurity, in sports, athletics, all of it, was just lifted off my shoulders. And I felt like a new man. Because when I saw the pride that God had when he looked at me, I knew that I didn't need it. That he was the only thing that was going to bring me joy. So after that prayer, I went to the Blessed Sacrament and encountered Jesus Christ in a way that I can't put into words. He showed me who I am and who I am in his eyes, which made all of the difference. So I invite all of you, don't waste your time like me. Go to God. Because we might not all have all the answers, we might all be broken, but he's not. And if you ask him, he'll show you where you need to go. Thank you.